is Tipton Golf Coach Heath Hesse, and you are listening to the Coach's Corner Podcast.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Stonebreaker. On today's episode are Durant Boys Basketball Coach Matt Straube, Wilton Girls Basketball Coach Jake Serrata, Wilton Boys Basketball Coach Eric Brender, and pregame comments I taped for the Tiger Cast for Tipton Basketball Coaches Matt Fouch and Chad Rizak. Thanks for joining us. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner Podcast. We're catching up with Durant Boys Basketball Coach Matt Straube. Coach, welcome on.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
We have two games to talk about, both victories. Good place to start. How are things going?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the last time we were on, we were talking about us getting beat by West Branch and playing a really poor game. I'm not saying we're, like, great team by any means. No, you know, we still got a long ways to go, but we're doing better with some of our deficiencies, and we've been playing better basketball. So pretty good week so far.
Last week you kind of were talking that, you know, you needed to cut down on turnovers, 70 points and 58 points in the last two games. I'm guessing that happened.
Yeah, I mean, we had, I think it was 26 against West Branch, and they were killers. You know, it was ball getting reversed up top and guys getting easy breakaway steals. And we talked about how, you know, we wanted to be under 15 for sure every night, and we really wanted to limit our live ball turnovers. We didn't want to let guys get chances at breakaway layups and beating us in transition. And against West Liberty, I think we ended up with 16, which is still higher than we'd like. But I can count off the top of my head, we had three calls that I think guys had travels where they caught the ball and took off before they put the ball down, you know. We had a couple of charges that they took. Six, seven turnovers that we ended up having that night didn't hurt us in any way, shape, or form. It was from us being aggressive. So honestly, I don't mind those. So yeah, we've been better. And then Wilton on Tuesday, again, probably mid-teens, somewhere around there, but nothing was killing us. It wasn't transition turnovers. So, you know, we're doing a lot better from that regard.
You guys won 70-48 over West Liberty, and you got out to a good start. 12-7 after the first, 32-22 at halftime, and you outscored them in the second half, 38-26. So three double-digit scorers. Joe Lilienthal, 17. Brendan Paper with 12 and 12 rebounds. And Drew DeLong with 10 points. The Comets have had some changeover, but they sometimes can get things together. I know it's early. What do you make of that game there?
I thought, we knew they were going to come out and be a zone-heavy team, either 2-3 or 1-3-1. And we just talked about, again, you know, limiting the turnovers in the half court. Against their 1-3-1, it's a really easy thing to do if you play into the traps. And we did a really good job of moving the ball, had a lot of assists, were able to go and hit a lot of cross-court passes for guys for layups. We ended up going and scoring 70 points, and I don't think we hit a three all night. You know, so we were getting stuff out in transition from creating a lot of turnovers. We had a lot of steals and then just getting a lot of layups in our half-court offense, which was good.
So I apologize.
That's how we played.
Jake Wilkham also reached double digits with 10 points as well. And, you know, there's some interesting other statistics here. Wilkham had 7 steals, 5 assists, and 18 assists, 16 steals in the game, 6 block shots, and, you know, the numbers were on your side.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like I said, we were being super aggressive defensively, sat into a half-court press, you know, just getting after it a little bit more. We knew we could attack some of their ball handlers defensively. Jake probably should have had 16 to 20 points. We had a bunch of missed layups, and Dingleberry had a missed dunk. I don't know what he was thinking, but cost himself 2 points there. But, yeah, good contribution from a lot of kids that night.
You guys followed that up with a victory at Wilton, 58-38 against the Beavers. First of 2 times you're going to be playing Wilton, as with the Comets as well. You guys had gotten to the line 24 times, or 29 times, I'm sorry, against West Liberty, 19 against the Beavers, and that cures a lot of problems when you can get to the free throw line and be aggressive getting into the basket.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, against West Branch, I think we shot 5 or 6 free throws, you know. So to come back and against West Liberty, we're being aggressive, we're attacking the rim. And then again, same thing against Wilton. You go and you just attack the gaps in the zones and make them put pressure on you. You know, you can just see the ball go through the hoop a couple of times at the free throw line. It does wonders. You know, we have not been a good shooting team this year from three. And again, Drew DeLong had a handful of free throws Tuesday night against Wilton, and all of a sudden, you know, seeing the ball go through the hoop, I think he hit 3 or 4 threes for the game. Brennan Paper hit a couple. Marcus Angsler hits a three. You know, just all of a sudden it was a little contagious, and it opened up a lot of our offensive capabilities, I should say, if we can just be respectable from three going forward.
Yeah, 6 of 15, nearing the 50% mark there. That's kind of nuts. But, you know, you guys had 3 double-digit scores. Drew DeLong, 20. Brendan Paper, 14. And Jake Wickham with 11. So back-to-back games for Brendan and Jake in the double-digit column is also kind of neat, too, because, you know, you have Joe Lilienthal, 8 points, 5 rebounds. And, you know, you get the ball to him, that's great. You get other people involved, that's great, too.
Yeah, I mean, really it was out of necessity Tuesday. It wasn't that Joe played bad. I thought Joe played really well and honestly probably could have been a kid pushing his season averages, you know, 15, 16 points. But he didn't get a lot of minutes on Tuesday because of foul trouble. You know, he didn't start the game because of a disciplinary thing. But then he comes in mid-first quarter, playing pretty well. But I think he had 2 fouls before halftime, so he sat a little bit in the second quarter. And then he picked up 2 more in the third quarter. And that was about midway through the third, he picked up foul number 4. So he sat a while. Preston Weiss, our backup center, picked up his 4th foul midway through the third quarter, too. So, again, just, you know, we needed to rely on our guards more, and they did a really nice job.
You know, you guys rolled out 5 senior starters, and that's pretty rare, it seems like. Was that beneficial in this game, too?
I mean, you know, against, like, Wilton and West Liberty, I think so. We got kids that just have been through the gauntlet of playing a lot of varsity sports. The thing with our guys, you know, Joe's got a ton of experience. Marcus has got a ton of experience. Drew and Brendan got last year under their belts. But Jake didn't play a lot of varsity last year. Preston Weiss didn't play a lot of varsity last year. The Callison twins didn't play hardly any varsity last year. So, I mean, we've got seniors, but we don't necessarily have a ton of senior experience, though, you know. So, I mean, it's nice to have guys that have, you know, they've been playing varsity-level sports for a long time, and I think that helps translate sometimes, even if it's not necessarily basketball experience.
Kind of an interesting schedule here. You guys play 3 times before the next time we talk, and back-to-back nights here starting tonight, actually, with Marquette coming to town, Anamosa coming to town tomorrow, and then a trip to Cal Wheat on Monday. And then technically you play Tuesday, so 4 games actually before we talk again. That seems like an interesting, you know, you have some experience there. I'm guessing the guys, you can just go out and play. Or one, I mean, yes, you have to do some things, but I mean, this group who's been through and hasn't played together in some
it may not. I mean, it shouldn't be a crazy ask to play four games in a week's time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what our crazy athletic director was thinking with this schedule. You know, it needs to be replaced or something. But honestly, I'm not worried about that standpoint from it. These are young kids; they can play back-to-back days. That's not an issue. You know, open gym over the summer, and I know it's a different type of thing, but they'll be playing for 2-3 hours at a time straight. Like they can handle that aspect of it. I just think the thing is we've got a lot of different styles we'll be seeing. You know, Marquette tonight's going to be a patient team sitting in their zone. Anamosa tomorrow, we're going to see some pressure. Cal Wheat's been playing fast the last couple of years. I haven't watched a lot of film on them yet. That's on my weekend list of things to do. But Regina's going to be a team that's going to go and play fast and throw a lot of different defenses and stuff. So, and then obviously Comanche Friday of next week. You know, finishing up before Christmas break, another really good team, a lot of different tough pieces to defend. And we've got high expectations for the rest of the week and a half before Christmas break, but it's going to be a challenge too. So hopefully the kids can just respond to the challenge in a good fashion.
Coach, thanks for coming on today. We'll have a lot to talk about next week. Good luck this week. Go get them.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Welcome back to Coach Corner Podcast. We're catching up with Wilton girls basketball coach Jake Serrata. Beavers are coming off a victory against Durant this week. Coach, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You've won you won at Durant this past Tuesday. First time you have been on the sidelines of the Durant-Wilton rivalry. How'd things go?
Quarter and a half, we played very good basketball. We got off to a nice lead and really played well. And then we got into a little foul trouble, and that led to them making a lot of free throws down the stretch there the first half. Got the game back to a three-point game at halftime. But we came out with a lot of energy. Our girls played outstanding defense. Our press was very effective. And we got off on the right foot and set the tone for the night.
You guys also, I thought, had a lot of three-point play opportunities or just quick scores. Quick passes and things. You took advantage of those opportunities to push the ball whenever you could.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of steals and tips early on in the game there with our press, and then our girls had good court awareness and got the ball up the court quickly for easy buckets, and that really got us off on the right foot. And got things rolling for us, and then we kind of let them right back into the ball game there at the end of the first half, and then we came out and played pretty good the third quarter to secure a lead.
You guys outscored you led Durant 27-24 at halftime. You outscored them 13-9 in the third quarter, and that kind of was enough to get through. I mean, it's kind of a close fourth quarter, give or take, and you have some experienced kids. They've been experienced. They've had some state experience in volleyball and softball. You know, basketball is a different sport, and sometimes you don't get those experiences of being in close games. Did you think you guys handled that pretty well then down the stretch?
Yeah, I think for our first time, you know, playing with a lead late in the game like that, it wasn't pretty, I mean, at times, but we did enough to get the job done. We were very good defensively rebounding the basketball. I thought we were around the ball all night trying to get the aggressive and getting rebounds. And, it came up big that we got some big rebounds there and made just enough free throws, you know, to survive. We didn't make all of them, but we made enough there down the stretch. It was better than it was at L&M, and hopefully that will continue to get better as we continue to play and practice and improve as the season goes along. You know, just getting back in the flow of basketball for these girls, and I thought that, you know, we came out and really played well, and, you know, we hung out at the end and saw a lot of good things, and hopefully that will continue on for us.
Durant kind of employed a zone defense. Were you happy with how you guys played against their zone?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we attacked where we could. We found, you know, some holes in it and got the shots that we wanted. They didn't all fall, obviously. But we got some good looks. And like I said, you know, our shooting is going to come as the season goes, as we get more and more comfortable running offense and getting shots off. Right now, everything's a little bit off because we're a little bit behind from normal years. But I think that it's going to come, and they're getting better and better each time they take the floor. And I think that's a plus. And hopefully, you know, coming out of winter break, things will really get going for us.
I think you guys have the rebounding potential on, like, the backside of zones or just in general. You know, each of your post players have a different sort of skill set. You know, they don't know any better, and they just get after it.
Yeah, our girls down low have been doing a great job getting the ball and getting a lot of rebounds or tip-outs to our guards to get rebounds. And then our guards are doing a nice job pushing the ball up the floor for us. And like I said, the middle of our press really worked hard and got a lot of tips and a lot of action early on in the game there for us. And some steals and some looks ahead for us. They got us on the board, and we were really pleased with how that went down. And hopefully, you know, things like that will continue for us as we continue to play.
I was going to say, I was going to ask you, the press probably is one of those things that gets better over time. You know, I mean, when you have a week and a half, 2 weeks tops, and then when you figure in state volleyball, I mean, you put things in, but, you know, you do what you can. I mean, it's not a sprint to Christmas break, but it is one of those things kind of sometimes to hang on and get to Christmas break where you have those extended practices to fine-tune stuff. I was going to ask you, you know, you've had a couple of days off here, and then you have state-ranked Monticello coming in Friday.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's not a whole lot of easy games in this conference. So, you know, we got to prepare for Monticello the best we can, and hopefully we can, you know, go out and play good basketball against them. I got back-to-back state-ranked teams with Monticello and West Branch coming in. So hopefully, you know, our girls will be up to the task and get things going in the right direction here, you know, hopefully just playing good competitive basketball.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, you've played three games, you have four games left in a span of, what, 10 days, give or take?
Yeah.
So thanks for coming on the podcast. Look forward to seeing how these upcoming games go. It'll be Christmas before you know it, and we'll have some things to talk about. So thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you.
Back to the podcast. We're catching up with Wilton boys basketball coach Eric Grunder. The Beavers have a victory to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
Let's do that again. That sounds crappy. Sorry. What the heck? Why did I say victory?
Yeah, it was like, I think we talked about that last time.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Seriously. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner podcast. We're catching up with Wilton boys basketball coach Eric Grunder. Coach, welcome on the podcast.
Nice to be here, Ryan.
Not much has happened since the last podcast. However, you guys do have one of the games you guys it's a rival game with Durant that has taken place. You guys fell to the Wildcats at home. Start of a kind of a lengthy homestand. How are things going?
Yeah, we, you know, Durant came to town, and the atmosphere in the gym was amazing. Both student sections were filled. There was tons of people on the stands. And that was great for both teams. I mean, it's awesome to play in that type of atmosphere. Now for us, as inexperienced as we are, that was an adjustment that we had to make. And so it's nice to get that, you know, one of those types of games under our belt with a little bit higher stakes. You know, for the majority of these guys, this is the first time they've played, you know, in that rivalry during basketball season. And so it was definitely a growing experience. And, you know, Durant, they had a great game. You know, they shot well from outside the arc. They did a nice job defensively, limiting what we were able to do. And so, yeah, I mean, it was a great night at the ball at the gym. You know, it didn't go our way, but still a great night.
Coach, I find myself catching myself a lot to not put the cart before the horse. I keep thinking, okay, you have a new set of guys. This is a new year, and you know, naturally, you're gonna take that next step without having any basis per se, I guess, without having the experience. And you guys have a lot of new guys in the lineup. You have two freshmen in the lineup, a sophomore, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of guilty of putting the cart before the horse. I don't know if other people are, but is that hard to do? I mean, is it hard to balance that out? Because, you know, you guys have height. I look at Durant, and they have, you know, arguably probably the tallest guy in the conference in Joe Lilienthal. That's a matchup problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. Do you find getting ahead of things, I mean, it's like the work has to be done to get to where you're going to go, though.
Yes. Yeah, actually, that was the conversation we had after the Durant game. I, coming into it, I did feel like we had some matchup opportunities. I thought that, Durant, even though they were more experienced as us, that we had some opportunities that I thought, you know, we were going to be able to be competitive and, maybe give them a run a little bit. And, I told the guys, and that was kind of a pregame talk, and then afterwards, you know, looking back at some of the things that I had said and you know, kind of the attitude that we came into the game, I think I pushed them a little bit too far, and they felt the pressure. Not only did they feel the pressure prior to the game, I'm sure, you know, Wilton Durant, they know a lot of those guys, so the pressure was already there, but then I put the pressure on them too, you know, asking them to compete at that level right now, game three, which, I told them, you know, that one's on me. We need to be happy with continuing to get better, knowing what we're going to get, you know, knowing we're going to get there, sooner rather than later, but probably not game three. And then the gym was loud. You know, unfortunately, my bench got a technical in the first quarter, and so all of those dynamics kind of went against us. And then Durant had a great game. It wasn't just us messing up. You know, Durant played very well too. But I think with all of those factors coming into it, our guys just weren't quite ready. Now, they had glimpses of great play. We went on an 11-2 run before the half to cut the lead from, 12 or 14. Cut it from 14 to 5, which was awesome. I mean, that's a great response. In the end, Durant was a better team that night.
You guys outscored the Wildcats 15-11 in the second quarter, and just small steps like that. You know, I can't imagine some of these freshmen, sophomore guys being in that scenario because, you know, they've grown up. They've watched these games. It's not like, you know, you're dropping them in a Wilton Bellevue contest. You know, I mean,
right.
Nothing against Bellevue by any stretch, but it's different, you know, and it's their turn. You know, they're the ones playing the games on the court, and that just has to be a fine balance. And, you guys get them again, so that's exciting, too. It's not like this is the last game of the season. You guys have had some practice time in between there as well. Kind of getting back to the grind. I mean, you guys play at home. I mean, that's kind of exciting, too. With that said, Monticello comes in, and that's going to be another challenge.
It is. They, you know, I was watching some film today, and one of the things they have going for them is while they are younger, you know, not many seniors on the roster, their sophomore group played together last year. I believe they started five sophomores, and this year they play mostly juniors, and then they have a freshman that steps in. But they're tough. You know, they play great defense. They run up and down the floor, and it absolutely is going to be a challenge for us. And looking, you know, Monticello on Friday and then West Branch on Tuesday, which is going to be a tough game as well. But what I told our guys that we need to focus on is, you know, we have four or five goals of things that we can control and we're going to get better on. And that we just need to, I told him this morning, like, we're just going to ball. You know, like, let's just go play. Let's just go knock shots down. Let's go have fun. Let's run up and down the floor, and we'll see what happens at the end of the game. With the intention of trying to, you know, get under just play, get them loosened up a little bit, and not feel maybe so much pressure until we need to.
You guys kind of held your own in Durant against Durant on the rebounding. I mean, it was a little, I think, I don't know, 35-28. I mean, you're in the range there. Caden Kirkman, 17 points, 13 rebounds, and he has some nice potential there.
Yeah, I thought, you know, of all the bright spots and down spots, Kirkman really played the way that I think that we need him to. You know, he was 50% from the field, you know, had a 1-3, couple free throws. I think that he still hasn't reached his rebounding potential. I talked to him, you know, last couple of days about offensive boards, man. There's no reason you shouldn't have 6-7 points or, six, seven-point opportunities on offensive boards. But, you know, he gets caught flat-footed and some of those things. And so I think that's, in my opinion, that's the expectation, you know, right around there. But I think he still has room to grow as a player, which is very exciting, you know, for him to be a freshman. So, yeah, that's, you know, I think he's starting to get a feel for the speed of the game and what I'm looking for him, what I need him to do.
Colby Salvo had 8 points. Caleb Salvo, 6 points off the bench. Those are our top three scorers. You know, Durant started 5 seniors, and Monticello is going to start a group that's played together, too. As part of the messaging, it's like, hey, you know, stay with us here, you know. That's going to be us at some point. You know, we're going to be having played together, you know, and some of those messages, I know it's 3 games in and getting to game 4 here, but, you know, the guys have to see that too, right? Like, they have to know, hey, you know, crying out loud, those are all seniors. Or, hey, you know, they know Monticello's coming in and what they're expected to do and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's, to be honest, it's a message that we probably haven't hit quite enough, the comfortability that we don't have yet. You know, like I said, this group has never played before together. You know, freshmen to seniors, it's not like they played junior high together or, you know, had travel teams together. Now, a couple of them, you know, obviously have played on the same floor, but not this mix and not the lineups that we've been putting out there. So that absolutely is part of this process, you know, figuring out, you know, the ways guys are going to move and on offense, defense, up and down the floor. And so, like I said, just we need something we need to keep working on. But I think the potential that they have as far as, you know, understanding basketball and the athleticism that they do have is going to, you know, allow us to build more quickly to that potential that we, you know, the level we can play at.
I know you want to hunt for goose eggs on defense, but can you live in the 50s? I mean, this is the second game out of the first three that you guys have kind of been in that 50 range, and I think that's kind of a, I mean, not that you target to give up points, but I mean, you can live in that area, can't you?
Somewhat. I think, and I told him this year, guys, if we can hold teams in the 50s, and we play a normal night of basketball. You know, Jackson on Durant did not have a good night. You know, he was averaging 11 points the first time and came up with zero. You know, Buddy struggled, and he had been averaging, you know, 9-10 points a game. You know, so if those guys score just their, you know, just play as they had the first two games, you know, then we're right in it. I think realistically, you know, I told them our goal is to score 60 points and hold them to 55 points. And if we can be around there, we're going to be competitive. We can score that many points. I think we can hold teams near that number. You know, we'll see as we get into, you know, Regina scored, you know, just at what they scored 72. You know, they took it to us. You know, they're a top level team. And so I think the teams, if we're going to compete, like I said, we need to hold them within that. I think 55 was our goal.
You know, the night in, night out is so arbitrary sometimes. You know, West Branch makes 13 3-pointers against Tipton and blows them out. And, you know, Durant makes 6 against you guys, and they haven't had that yet. And it's just,
they made 2 all season.
So it's like, you know, it's such a crapshoot as far as, you know, who's going to – I mean, teams can get hot, but they can stay cold too. I look at the teams coming up here in the most recent future, and that's potential there. You know, I'm not saying that everything's going to go your way, but at the same time, you know, outside shooting could be good or bad.
Right. Yeah, you know, last year, West Branch was the time where I felt we really, you know, started to come together as a team. You know, we were down 3 at half to a really good West Branch team. You know, they pulled away in the second half, but that was the first time that we had put together in last year's team a whole half, and we had played really well. And so, you know, that's another mark. Now, West Branch is a good team. I think Kern does a fantastic job. They're going to be athletic and strong. But I think, you know, if we continue to improve, that's another mark that, hey, we're ready. You know, now we're starting to play our type of basketball. at that point. And like I said, who knows what happens? I mean, North Cedar takes Comanche, to 55-58 score, which is crazy to me, But like you said, it's the conference. I mean, it can be a close game any night, depending on what team shows up and who's hot and who's not.
Coach, you don't really have a whole lot of practice time now either. You know, you get into these games and nobody does really. It's not just Wilton that doesn't have practice time. You know, I mean, you go from a Friday to a Tuesday. You hope to, get some film watching in with the guys. You get some small tweaks or whatever on Monday, and you're playing again.
Yeah, it's very different. The pace of the game is very different. And, for these underclassmen, or even these guys who are used to football, where we get a whole week to recoup, refocus, build a new plan, it's playing by the cuff sometimes. And so for a team with inexperience and, somewhat lack of, just inexperience, it is tough to get all the things that we need in and get time together in the gym and get used to playing with each other, because, you get better during games, but it's hard to break things down and tweak those little stuff if you don't have practice time. So, yeah, the pace is tough. Luckily, we'll have a little bit of a break here. We play three games next week, but then we got Christmas break, where hopefully we'll get a chance to catch our breaths and really refocus on what we need to do and then get ready to go for the second half of the season.
Coach, thanks for coming on the podcast here this morning. Look forward to seeing how these next couple games go. Good luck. Go again.
Thanks, Ryan. See ya.
To the broadcast. We're catching up with Tipton boys basketball coach Matt Fouch. The West Branch Bears are in town tonight. Coach, how are you doing?
Hey, doing all right. How are you doing?
Good. We are in this basketball season. We're into this pattern now, 2 to 3 games a week. How are things going?
It's going good. We're getting better a little bit every single day. We're trying to focus a lot on ourselves still, just because we're not fully healthy. We don't have our full team. So we're doing everything we can to improve our own skill set, our own offense and defense, and hopefully once we get everybody healthy, then we can start rolling.
You guys are starting tonight a 3-game homestand, sort of say, if we were professionals, I guess. Sell a 3-game ticket package or something. But West Branch is in town tonight. Northeast comes to town Friday, and then we have a rare Monday game against Midland on Monday. So let's talk about the Bears here. They had a good football season, like always, and they have some guys back from last year. It's an interesting Bear team. They're 2-1. They've won one at home, one on the road, but then, they dropped a game at Northeast.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a very interesting Bear team, much different than what we've seen in the past. In the past, they've lived and died by the three with Bo Cornwell and Brady Lukowski, but this year, they pound the ball inside. They got Jeff Bowie and Simon Palmer, who are 6'4", 6'5". Together, they average about 27 points per game and quite a few rebounds as well. And then you got a big guard, 6'3 guard, and Tanner Lukowski, who also averages 10 points a game. So overall, they're going to pound the ball down inside. They're going to look at their high-low offense. They're going to set a lot of ball screens. We're going to have to defend the paint, and we're going to have to make them make shots over the top of us from the perimeter, whereas in the past, we were always chasing them off the three-point line. So it's definitely a different feel with this Bears team.
Do you expect a semi-low scoring game then with a different style of play tonight?
I would think so, yeah. Both teams are averaging fewer points than we have in the past. They're averaging mid-50s. We're averaging low or maybe high 40s, low 50s. Both teams shoot a decent percentage as long as we value the basketball. So it's going to come down to who takes care of the ball, who gets the most shots up, and then who can limit the other team to one shot every possession.
We're coming in off our first victory last Friday at Mid Prairie. Coach, that was a good win.
Yeah, we left there pretty excited. Faced a lot of adversity in that game. Cole Searing, our starting shooting guard, hurt his shoulder going into halftime. We weren't sure he was going to play in the third quarter. Colby Kleppy sprained his ankle in the second quarter. He set out the rest of the half, and we weren't sure he was going to play in the third quarter either. But then he came back in and kind of carried us. And know, we kind of built the lead. They came back and tied it. We could have folded, but instead we came down and got big bucket after big bucket. And it was definitely a nice step in the right direction for us, and we're hoping to build off that again tonight.
I was going to say, how does tonight's game, you look at Mid-Prairie's roster, and they have a 6'5 guy that started in the post, Aiden Rath, and they had Carter Harmson. He's 6'3. Can some of that translate into tonight's matchup, or is that totally a different ball game here?
Well, I think it definitely translates. And you know, there's some teams that are physical, and some teams that are not physical. And so far, our first three games, we played three very physical games, and it's going to roll right into one again tonight. You know, West Branch, they're a football school, they're a powerhouse, and their football program is, and all those same guys are playing basketball, so they're not going to be afraid of contact. They're going to want this game to get physical, and I think that plays well to us because we've had three physical games, and we're going to be ready for it.
It's kind of exciting. One of my favorite parts of the Mid-Prairie game was kind of, you know, we had some of those physical moments that translated into three-point play opportunities. Some fell and some did not, but when they fall, everyone's on their feet.
Exactly right. And a lot of those come off offensive rebounds, and people don't know how valuable those are, you know, to have Frank offensive rebound the way he does. And, you know, just kind of cleans up maybe a mistake or a missed shot here, and he gets that put back and gets an and a one. It's a whole different momentum swing than what you're used to, and our team feeds off of that. And yeah, we had a few of those three-point plays, and that's just being tough in the paint and getting the ball up and giving it a chance to go in when you do get fouled.
We've shown some athleticism, too. You know, Colby Kleppe has really taken kind of the reins of that in a way. He scored in double digits all three games. He had a career-high 21 against Mid-Prairie. And he can just get to the basket. You know, make defenses be like, oh, man, I got to go out and guard him here, but, you know, and make a decision on the defensive side.
Exactly, yeah. We always talk to our players, especially in the offseason, not to become one-dimensional players, and what that means is not to become just a shooter or not to become just an attacker. And he's a prime example of being a two-way player as far as offense is concerned. You know, he's not just one-dimensional. He can shoot and he can attack off the drive. Right now he's 8-for-10 from threes on the season, you know, 80%. And then on top of that, he can put the ball down on the floor and get to the basket if you do close out too hard on him. So he's a tough guard for sure. And we're just hoping he can keep building on that as everybody else gets healthy.
Coach Frank Bierman's averaging a double-double, and, you know, those are the numbers that are not surprising. 13 points a game, 12 rebounds a game, and, you know, he just keeps proving he's one of the state's best out there.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just physical. He's tough. He wants to be the best on the floor. The last two games combined, he set out for a total of 28 seconds. So he's very durable. He always wants to be on the floor, which is a huge asset, especially if you can play as hard as he does for the entire 32 minutes. He rebounds every possession. He does a nice job offensively. He doesn't really, outside of the Regina game, he doesn't force offensively. He just plays what the game gives him. And defensively, he kind of leads our team.
Coach, I know you want to defend the home court as much as possible. Look forward to seeing how this game plays out tonight. Good luck. Go get him.
Thanks, Ryan.
Welcome back to the broadcast. We're catching up with Tipton girls basketball coach Chad Rezac. Tigers are back home tonight facing West Branch. Coach, welcome on the broadcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ryan.
Just like that, we have three games under our belts. We're coming into this game tonight 1-2. We've played two tough ball games. I would say Regina and Mid-Prairie scores are not how we won them. However, there's a lot to, kind of be happy about.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've been expressing to my girls, especially in these last two games that we've lost, is that, you know, we've gotten the shots that we wanted. We just haven't gotten them to fall. And, you know, I'd much rather have that than we're not getting the shots and in turn, you know, turning the ball over and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, we walked away from two ball games with losses, but at the same time, There was plenty of good things to take away from those ball games that can help us here in this early season.
One of the things that I've noticed, and I think it's a trend now, I can say that, and you probably will echo this, you guys are just pesky. You hustle, and, you know, you guys, you don't always get the result you want, but you guys, I would think, would be a hard prep for in a short situation, especially coming in on a Tuesday game. You can't duplicate how you guys like to kind of speed the other teams up.
Yeah, you know, we got to do a lot. You know, we're trying to do different things and really kind of, you know, find different combinations of girls that can do different things. And, you know, we've been pressing some different presses here early on, just finding out what worked for us. And you know, it's one of those things that the more, you know, you want to do things well. You know, we've been talking about keep it simple, so we want to do the things that we do well, but at the same time, you got to, you know, with a new crew of young ladies, you have to find what's going to work. So we're trying some different things that might cause some teams some fits here early, hopefully, as in preparation, definitely.
State rank, West Branch is our opponent tonight, and Coach, they are an offensive juggernaut, sort of. They are averaging over 60 points their last three games, and they have some familiar names back, you know, Koenig and Lenexis.
Yeah, they got a really nice team. I've watched quite a bit of film on them already and stuff. And, they're certainly going to have to be ready to play tonight. And the Koenig girl is going to, you know, going to be one of the best players in our league. And, you know, she's averaging right around 20 points a game. And there's not a shot that she doesn't like. So we're going to have to really try to find ways that we can slow her down. And then, you know, the two Lenekis girls certainly got height. They don't necessarily do a lot of scoring, but they're certainly going to cause you to alter some shots down on the offensive end. But, we're going to have to know where Rylan Drucker and Mackenzie Heiss are and Taylor Teen. They got a pretty deep bench, too, and they like to play fast. So we're just going to have to really try to control the tempo tonight and get the game in a fashion that is manageable for us.
You know, we have done a really good job rebounding here in the early part of the season. We've had many different players get around that double-digit area for the game and stuff like that. What's it going to take tonight? You know, they have some height that maybe we could have some issues with, but at the same time, you know, it's a battle between the top two rebounding teams in the South Division.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we're going to have to really do, like I said, is we're going to have to control the tempo, and we're going to probably have to mix some things up defensively. And you know, they like to play five out, four out, and they want to drive first, but they're going to certainly take the shot if you give it to them from any range, really. And so, you know, with long shots come long rebounds. We're going to have to really find people to box out because they're going to fly to the ball. But at the same time, you know, once again, we're going to have to find ways to cut their dribble penetration and stuff like that. So, you know, it's going to be really for us, it's going to be more of us being able to hold them down offensively with our defense, which I think, once again, I think we have a pretty good defense. And we'll find out really how good it is tonight against a really good offensive team that has put up some good numbers here. You know, after they lost to West Hancock, who is obviously a state tournament team, you know, they put up 70, 59, and 62 in their three wins. And we're going to have to find ways to limit their touches probably. And that means that we're going to have a good offense as well on our end of the floor.
Coach, tonight starts the kind of the last stretch. You know, Christmas is coming up quick, less than 2 weeks away. We have five games left before Christmas break, four here at home and one really close at West Liberty. How kind of exciting is it to, I mean, you guys don't have to get on a bus and travel very far. You guys can kind of be in a routine and, I don't know,
seems like one of the better case scenarios. I know some of these teams coming in are going to be kind of tough, but at the same time, you know, you're playing basketball.
Yeah, you know, and it's nice to be on your home floor. And, you know, right now, you know, we didn't shoot the ball real well in this Prairie. And so hopefully having some games here at home, shooting on the baskets that we're accustomed to, we can get that going a little bit and get some confidence built up in some of our girls that have struggled shooting a little bit here in these last two games and our two losses where, you know, we talked last week that, you know, against Regina, we in the first half, I think we were 4-for-13 inside the paint, and that's a number that we want to see go up. And kind of the same way here the other night at Mid-Prairie, we didn't shoot the ball real well in the second half. Actually, in the fourth quarter, I believe we were 0-for-10, and all our points came from the free throw line. But that's what we were able to do is we got Cameron to the paint and got the ball into her, and she got fouled on some different sets that we ran. And so that's something we're going to have to take advantage of tonight is get the ball inside and hopefully get her to the line and maybe some opportunity of three-point plays that can give us an advantage in the game tonight to get the win.
Coach, thanks for coming on the pregame show today. Good luck tonight. Go get them.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you for listening to the Coach's Corner podcast. If you have any questions or comments about this program, please email me at conservativesports@gmail.com. Also, follow along with sports coverage in the Tipton Conservative newspaper this fall for North Cedar, Tipton, Wilton, and Durant athletics. You can follow along on Twitter with the handle @consports. That's my Twitter account. I also have a Facebook page called Tipton Conservative Sports, or you can find me on Instagram as well. Thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll see you at the game.